Welcome to another very special edition of Drive Time. I'm Greg Frizzell, the general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group. We're on 93.5 WMWV-FM and Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM. I'm here with our special guests for the Drive Time tonight. This is live. I have Gino Devaney in studio.
Hello.
How are you doing, Gino?
Excellent.
Helping me produce the show.
Happy to be back.
And our guests tonight are Tom Holmes, the Conway Town Manager, and Dave Weathers, the Chair of the Conway Board of Selectmen. And they're here to talk about what's happening in the town of Conway, especially as it comes to the coronavirus and what is going on and what's happening around the town, and try to get some information. And this is a text or email show. If you would like to text in any questions to Dave Weathers or Tom Holmes, all you need to do is hit them on the text line, Gino.
Yep, that number is 603-356-9145. You can also email news at wmwv.com, just in case you don't have those texting capabilities.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So feel free to send in your questions, and we'll do the best to get them answered for you. And so at this time, I'd like to welcome Tom and Dave. Hello.
Thank you for the invitation.
Hi, Greg.
How are you doing?
Well, I am in self-quarantine, but I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right, that's good to hear. And Dave?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Feeling healthy, thank you. Goodness.
All right, so I'm going to get started. We have some questions here, and I'm going to start with some of the basic ones that have come in that I think will help people get some information again. The reason for this show is because there's a lot of information being disseminated out there, which is great. I mean, the more information we have, the better. Trying to keep it all straight and keep it all in one place and get all of it to everybody is very difficult. So that's what we're trying to do here. So the first question is the town hall open currently?
For public access, no. For services, yes. And depending on the service, there is a limited staff in town hall, but over half are working out of their home via either the phone or online, and that seems to be working out very well. So depending on which service you're asking for, the services are there, but the building is closed. Public Works Department is operating half on shift and half off, working on a two-week rotation. But the transfer station, Highway Department, they're all working when necessary. Like the snowstorm two nights ago, all DPW were called in and they were all working. As soon as the storm was over, then they went back to the split shift, trying to separate the crews so if somebody does come down sick, the other part of the crew will not be affected.
Excellent.
Yep. We are discovering that we have much more capability of working from home and via online and email than we ever dreamed possible. If people would go to the town website, www.conwaynh.org, they will see buttons there where you can renew your vehicle registration, your dog licenses, you can order vital records, birth, death certificates, marriage certificates, divorce certificates, whatever you need. About the only thing you can't do through the town clerk's office is to register a brand new vehicle and get a new dog license or actually get a marriage license. As far as assessing and property tax payments, there are also online a website that you can click a link to from the town website that will tell you how much you owe in your property taxes, how much you paid. A lot of people will be doing their taxes, federal income taxes. They need that information. No need to come to town hall for it. Assessing property record cards and property tax maps are also online. And we also have links, the two most important links that we feel is the direct link to the CDC and the direct link to the New Hampshire governor's coronavirus information page. They will be linked to our town website as well. And so you can do a little bit of one-stop shopping there if you go to www.conwaynh.org.
Okay, and for people who don't have any online capability, which is still quite a few people that I do know, what else can they do? Can they call the town office, and will there be someone there to answer the call?
They can call the town office. It is a skeleton crew. There may be somebody to answer, or they may be on the line with somebody else, and if you leave a message, we will get back to you.
Okay, that's great. Let's take another question here. So going back to registering vehicles, again, you can do that online?
Yes, you can, as long as, with the exception of a new vehicle and possibly a transfer from out of state. But if you're re-registering an existing vehicle, that can all be done online.
Okay, and what if, again, they don't have the capability to do that online?
Well, I would recommend calling the clerk's office and see what they can do to assist you.
Okay. And another question was about the transfer station. Is that open? Is it running on normal hours, Dave?
Yes, it is. There was an article in the paper either yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, some of the towns showed quite an increase, and apparently the people that are staying at home are doing spring cleaning early. The amount of volume going through, from what Paul D. was saying, is normal or a little bit above, but the crew is there. Whether it's the transfer station or the landfill, both crews are operating, and there was some concern, I think Tom had received some complaints about people weren't keeping their 6 foot plus spacing when they dropped off at the windows. And my suggestion to Tom was, and I believe they're going to post a sign just reminding people when they go up to the windows to recycle to keep that distance. But all the windows are open and we're keeping our normal working hours.
That's great.
Yes, great. The employees at the transfer station are specifically trained to deal with hazardous items. It's a job hazard. So they have all had classes, and they know how to deal with it. We spoke to them about whether they would prefer certain protocols, and they said, no, we got this. Business as usual. This is what we do. Like Dave says, it's regular hours. I was there just this afternoon, and they told me it is dying down a little bit. But last week it was, you know, what I was told, equal or better than a peak day in August, you know. So that's a kind of unusual thing that happened when you send everybody home, I guess. They start cleaning out the garage.
Yeah, it makes sense, I guess. So I've got another question. It's about building permits. How would you go about doing that right now?
Tom, take care.
Can you take that, Tom?
That can be done by contacting the building inspector's office, either via email or phone. Jackie White is at the phones there, and the building inspector, Dave Pandora, will get your application to you via PDF and email. You can fill it out, print it out, scan it, send it back, and then you can receive your building permit approval and proceed with work. Mr. Pandora has been instructed not to go and expose himself to work crews on site to minimize that. He is also very well trained. He's the health officer as well as the building inspector, and he's a former fire chief. So he does know the protocols there, and I believe he is settled on he'll be visiting sites and taking videos and so forth after hours, after the crews go home. And then if he has any questions, he can call the site managers and so forth and get anything resolved.
Okay, that's excellent. Also, I know that I was speaking with Dave earlier about this before we went on the air. Your meetings, town meetings, selectman meetings, planning board meetings, things like that, you guys seem to be working towards a platform. Can you guys explain how you're conducting those meetings now?
We did our first meeting Tuesday. I thought it was important still to hold the meetings. We're still on a weekly schedule after elections, and when things slow up a little bit in the summertime, we usually go every other week. But right now, if the agenda necessitates it, we will still be meeting. We're trying to limit the public access, again, less than 10 people. We had a public hearing Tuesday in reference to the keynote, and nobody showed up for it. But by law, we had to post that because it's on the warrant. But we increased our spacing. I wanted at least 10 feet between each one of the select persons, and that was accomplished. We had two that weren't able to be there, one due to an illness and the other one due to a work schedule. And so three were there, plus Paul D., and it worked out fine. Again, this is our first time trying to do it electronically, and we learned a few things, so we're going to tweak it. And next Tuesday, 4 o'clock, we're going to go again.
And is there a place where people can view this?
It's going to be viewed online. I'm not sure of the technology, but Valley Vision was there, and they're going to live stream, I believe,
correct,
next week.
Okay.
Is that right, Tom?
Yes, they're going to live stream the meeting as it occurs on the town's Facebook page.